The panel met to discuss recommendations about the decommissioning of the power plant and the creation of an interagency group to make sure these recommendations are being followed. Recommendations included items like partnering with the company that owns the plant, Entergy, to make sure the plant is decommissioned safely over the next few years. Former state senator for the Cape and Islands, Dan Wolf, says the recommendations and the creation of an interagency group to oversee the powering down is critical.
Because it's a really complicated issue, and it crosses environment, it crosses economics, it crosses public safety. So there's a lot of moving parts with this. It's a really complex task. And so the fact that it's an interagency working group really allows us to be much more global and holistic in the approach.
The plant has been plagued with safety problems, and since January, it's spent 55 days offline due to various equipment malfunctions. It's due to officially shut down 1 year from now, in May of 2019. For WCAI, I'm Sarah Tan in Plymouth.